The offensive continues. France collapses. But Renault and de Gaulle, who was Undersecretary of State for Defense and War, want to continue fighting. In Rome, the Italian dictator Mussolini, Il Duce, has big news for his people.
La dichiarazione di guerra è già stata consegnata agli ambasciatori di Gran Bretagna e di Francia.
Mussolini is hoping for his share of the spoils, the Rhone Valley, Marseille, as well as the disarmament of Corsica and Tunisia. The French say it's a stab in the back. Mussolini's offensive is cut short by the French Alpine divisions. General Rommel's troops storm Normandy and enter Rouen. Paris is declared an open city. In other words, it's turned over to the enemy without a fight, in order to be spared the fate of Warsaw or Rotterdam. The government has moved to Bordeaux. The Germans are approaching the city. Rumors fly. They kill, they rape, like the Prussians did in 1870. The Parisians, abandoned by their government, flee. All of France takes to the road, a cataclysm that will come to be known by a biblical name. The Exodus. Millions of French men and women head towards the Loire, the last rampart. But there is no rampart strong enough against the Stukas. On the 14th of June 1940, at daybreak, the Germans march into Paris.